Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's more of an accumulation of different information. And again, it's not like, you know, we're operating today and trying to make decisions on things that aren't today. So, you know, I think that each and every day is a big deal of information. You take all of that and, you know, we are very transparent in our conversations. And, you know, I don't think anybody questions our intentionality. So you just make the decision that's best and move forward. And, you know, I think, you know, we came to the conclusion in collaboration. And, you know, I think that's what you have to do. The confidence that the team has for Skyler is real, and it's earned, and it's based upon thousands of hours that, you know, as a backup quarterback, most people don't see. I would say very motivated to do their jobs, and I don't think it's on anybody's minds. I think they are focused on doing right by their job, their opportunity, their teammates, and quite frankly, we are only what we commit to each other. And if guys were deviating that way, this team with the captains and leadership council, I think if there was anybody wavering from that, they would be communicated with conviction and assertiveness.
All right. Okay. That was Mike McDaniel talking about a lot of different stuff. I guess with the team getting ready for this third game coming up on the road. And yeah, man, Skyler's third year. He's got a couple starts. Didn't play at all last year. Big opportunity. And he's got to take advantage of it. He's got to play well. I mean, you can't hide your backup quarterback. He's going to have to make some throws. Strength of the team still is those two guys on the outside, and we got to be able to get him the football. You can't get him the football and just short stuff. Seattle's got a really good secondary. Three of the four guys are Pro Bowlers. They're really good players. So you've got to figure out. Skyler's got a nice strong arm. Last time in Buffalo in the playoff game, he made some great deep throws. His guys didn't help him out. Not to bring up old stories, but yeah, he's going to need some help. He needs some help from that leadership council and the guys making the money and the guys who are the stars and the guys that haves, not the have-nots, but the haves are going to have to really pick it up and play well. And we're waiting on Raheem Mostert and Teron Armstead, a couple of guys, to see if they're going to be able to play. A couple of veteran players who are really good. And here we go. But hey, man, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear after this game, Skyler's our backup. This is what I mean. I know. By the way, I've been out there. I did a function yesterday, and you know, and the old when's Tua coming back? I don't know if Skyler can play. And you know, we've seen him. We saw him come in the fourth quarter, in the last game and all that stuff. And I remember last time he was here and people looked up his numbers his rookie year. And listen, man, like Coach said, they put a lot of time and effort into Skyler. He's not out there with the number ones. Tua has been, but hey, man, year three, he's no longer a rookie, running around there, and we got to protect him, and he can only do certain things. He's athletic. He's got a big arm, and we'll see. We'll see how much of this offense he can run. And, hey, man, they're right. They're going in there to win the football game. They're, you know, and they got to – by the way, they got to play a lot better than they played in these first two games. I mean, I know they're 1-1, but they overall got to play in week three. And I know it's the first road game they've had, but they got to play better. The last two games not going to beat you. You're not going to beat a lot of teams with the way you played in the last two games. You're just not. Everybody knows that. They know that. And I appreciate Coach putting a positive spin on everything and all this. And they need to help Skyler out. I was so glad to hear Jalen Waddle yesterday say, "Hey, man, we got to help the guy out. The big-time players have to play big time." And like, man, amen. Amen. We'll find out. A couple days away, team will be leaving tomorrow, heading to Seattle, who's 2-0. But listen, they are 2-0, but there's a lot of buts in there. Like, you know, but New England in overtime and but barely beating Denver. And so we'll see. There are a lot of winnable games early in the season here for the Dolphins. And, hey, listen, man. For me, it'd be a great story to see Skylar Thompson go 4-0 or 3-1 with these games. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself. You know, again, he hasn't played that much and all that stuff. And I saw, I think it was the Sun Sentinel already win if he's 4-0. Now, this is the ultimate reach. Why are they coming out with an article? I'm sure it was the Sun Sentinel. Came out and said, well, if he's 4-0 and Tua comes back, who starts? How about let's wait? Let's hold on and let's get through this game. And instead of worried about Skyler all of a sudden going 4-0, let's slow it down a little bit.
Well, I agree with you. Look, it would be a really nice story if he went up there and was able to come home with a win. And that is that's a tough place to play, right? Not the easiest trip to go across the country, three time zones and all that stuff, so it's certainly not the easiest place
loud,
in the world.
Loud and proud,
yeah.
A loud place, they get
it would
after
be,
it.
I'm taking this one week at a time here, but yeah, that would be, if he was able to go up there and get a win, it would be a great story. I got to tell you, I'd settle for 500 while he's playing, just to stay afloat here. That's kind of what the backup quarterback's supposed to do, right? Keep the team afloat until the other guy gets back.
Yeah, you're probably right, Woody. 4-0
is like such a pig thing to wish for, but
so
you, very unrealistic.
You looked at this schedule early on, and I know Bo did this when Bo was on that 7-0 thing, Bo was like,
Joe, I'm not so sure the way they play in the first two games that they would with Tua they'd go for.
Hey man, I by the way, that's a great point. It's like, hey, we just overall haven't played well enough.
Yeah, I mean, unless they make some drastic improvements, which they can, right? They've had a lot of time. They played on Thursday. A lot of time to get ready for this game here. So
and figure some things out. And
crazier
see.
Things have happened, but yeah.
I think one of the problems right now, though, for some of the fans and people watch this thing closely, and a lot of Dolphin fans watch, and a lot of NFL teams watch their teams closely, is what's the level overall of the talent on this team? I think that's got some people concerned right now. Like, Hey, I know we've been spreading the word here that we're fine on the line of scrimmage on both sides, and we have enough. Cause see, it's not just the front line guys. Like Sealer and Calais Campbell aren't the problem. They're not the problem. Those guys are really good football. Calais Campbell at 38 is unbelievable the way he's playing. Zach Sealer's always good. It's the backups. So it's those guys. How good are they? Can you give us quality snaps? Let's go to the other side, the offensive line. Biggest problem with the offensive line for me is not talent. It's health. It's not talent. I mean, some of it, yeah. You know, Baldy's been on this thing about we should have taken the center for Tampa Bay with the first pick. It looks like he might be all world in year one here already. I mean, everybody said he's the best center in the draft. Tampa Bay took him with their first pick, and he's really good. But, you know, we got to get more games out of the starting five than we did last year. Because I'm afraid this year, if we get all those guys injured, and we have to play 6, 7, 8, and even 9 on the offensive line for half a season, and we have 30-something games they miss, the starting five, I don't know if we can patch that up. We patched it nicely. Hell, that was the story of last year. Story of last year is what they did with that offensive line, because they lost everybody. I mean, they were dropping, man. Teron was in and out. Isaiah Wynn, injured early, was really good. I mean, it was a great tease because he got off to a great start. Then he got injured. Connor Williams, who's now starting, by the way, for Seattle, injured. And then we got a hamstring problem with Robert Hunt, who's now got a big fat contract and must be miserable up there with the way that team in Carolina is playing. And the only guy who stayed healthy was Austin Jackson. So, that's my one side of the ball. I don't know if they have enough depth. The other side, I don't know if they can stay healthy. More than fair, as I saw two guys on the left side go out with shoulders and didn't finish the game.
My biggest concern, my biggest question, is who on offense going to step up and be a third playmaker? Like that to me, watch that Buffalo game is the biggest problem. And they're going to key in on the two guys, obviously, as they always do, right? And my thought was, because we're getting texts early this morning, we got to run the football to help Skyler out.
I agree.
Like, you don't think Seattle thinks that too?
No.
That's the problem. Like, I would completely stack the box and take the run away if I were Seattle. I would dare him to throw the football.
Well, that would be doing him a favor if they do that.
Well, you put it on Skyler at that point, right?
So I would just say this,
who's
going
to be the third guy to step up on offense, nobody, make some plays, man?
Woody, nobody's a surprise. Like, when teams tell you they got to run the football, they mean it. Look how everybody's run the football.
Oh, I know.
The numbers here early in the season for teams, like, I looked it up, and, we're talking about stats down on the pass game and the quarterback numbers. I'll tell you what's not down. There's a lot of teams running the football really well. Like, everybody seems to be struggling to stop the run. So, Dolphins, by the way, it's really weird. You look at Seattle. Seattle struggling to run the ball. They can't run it. They're talking about their offensive line. But they got three really good receivers. They might have the best 1, 2, 3 receivers, the best trio of receivers in the game. That might, right up there. And so this will be an interesting one to see how it plays out and how this works. I have learned, though, I'm no longer going to say I expect a really good game, because I expected a really good game on Thursday night and I didn't get it. So it kind of knocked me back a couple of steps.
We need this game to be good, if anything, just for you and Jimmy.
Yeah. That's very selfish.
Have a good call.
But very true. Hey,
well, it's fair enough, right?
Thursday night football, Woody, as you mentioned, Patriots at the Jets.
They get their Aaron Rodgers on national TV, man. They love that.
Boy, they do, man.
Yeah, he hasn't been so great.
Can't get enough of that. But, hey, man, I'm going to be watching, because we got four games coming up with those two. And that's a lot of your schedule, right? When you got two down already, a lot of it, and you would love to go, and it ain't going to be easy. If they don't start playing a lot better, it ain't going to be easy at all. But you would love to go again 4-0 against those teams. And I know Aaron Rodgers back. I know the Jets. Jets, have been a little slow getting things going here too, especially offensively. And I've been kind of honestly, defensively, they haven't been as dominant as everybody thought. Everybody thought they were the best defense. They haven't played like it, man. They have not played like it. So really looking forward to seeing if Patriots can go to New Jersey and get a win over there. That would be an interesting one tonight. So we got a lot of stuff going on. We got the Cam Ward. You're getting ready to go. When you go in that game, you leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow. Yep.
So Cam Ward and University of Miami. I've been dying to say that. Cam Ward and University of Miami going to play South Florida.
It's gonna be a hell of a game, isn't it? That's gonna be fun, man. Place gonna be filled.
Morrow's the one that came out and said this is the best opponent we're gonna play.
I know I'm a little biased here, but I don't think he's wrong. I mean, the Gators are.
He goes. They got some things they do with all those guys. They got back, and they're pretty good, man. 268 yards per game running the football. They got a big athletic quarterback, Byron Brown, like almost 230 pounds. I didn't realize he was that big. No, he's a big dude.
But that's his game, man. If he does, if they can stop him from running, I've been telling you, if they can stop him from running the football, their offense becomes very easy to shut down.
Very easy?
Yes. If he can't run, Joe, I mean, their offense. Like, if you watch the Alabama game, that's their offense. Like, he needs to be able to run.
They've been hanging around, though.
They'll call a ton of designed runs for him. It's not even just like he scrambles. Like, they will call a ton of designed.
Oh, yeah.
All right. They'll give him designed runs, all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, that's a big part of his game.
Well, next Friday night is Virginia Tech. Don't look ahead. I did look ahead recently, and I went, okay, Friday night. Might be going to that game Friday night.
Are you going to join us out there?
I think I am. All I think right. Friday night's a good night.
You going to run that by the boss or what?
I may make her go with me.
Wow.
Really? Make her put. I know. Huh. I know. She may have to take one for the team. It's football season, man. She's a lot better about things during football season.
Did you tell her how well connected you are at the school and what kind of seats you'll get and all that stuff?
I didn't get into all that. Okay. She's not into all that stuff.
I think she'd be happier in your seat.
I would. I don't even know because she never goes to any sporting events. I don't like, hey, these aren't great seats or these are considered great seats. she's a pretty good trooper. Like when she goes to stuff, I think, she does hear the requests that come through family and stuff. She usually, you know.
Well, if that falls through, we got plenty of room for you in the broadcast booth.
We can just bring her up there.
You sit all the way off in the corner. You know where we are.
Yes, I do. I do know.
Bring your
where
binoculars
you are,
if you want to see the game.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do. But hey, man, my point is, don't look ahead, man. Don't be looking ahead on the other side of the bridge yet. I know the ACC starts with Virginia Tech, but you want to feel good about things, man, and get a nice solid win, man, and not you know, I don't want to be 6 minutes left in a tight-ass one-score game. I really don't.
You don't need to look ahead to Virginia Tech, but that game happens to be very, very winnable.
I
think this team they're playing this weekend might be as good or better than Virginia Tech.
All right.
Who lost to Vanderbilt.
That's great. So we'll see.
They lost to Vanderbilt, and they beat Marshall by a touchdown or two. So,
all right. You know, the ACC, we're a little slow getting things going. That's all I'm for.
Well, we got to give all the money to Florida State and Clemson, you know, so we can get back.
Oh,
we can get the conference
God.
Back, Joe. Got to get them all the money.
You feel like they're begging back into the ACC, trying to get in. Like, can you work this out? Can you put a little money aside so
how does
so
that
we'll
meeting
have a
go?
Chance? Like if our ratings are good in some games, we don't want to go by records. We don't want to go by you know, like if we have the best records, because we don't know if that's going to happen again. But can we go by like ratings and how our ratings are compared to everybody else? I'll bet Miami's going, let's play that game.
Yeah.
The Miami Hurricanes are going, you know, I like that game. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's go by ratings on TV and who brings in. Because I think through the years, UM's always gotten great national ratings.
They have. But, I mean, obviously, look, Florida State's been, you know, they had their season last year, right? They've been good for a few years. So they have that going for them.
I'll tell you what.
But this whole, like, we need more money than the rest of you guys thing is insane. I mean, I don't know how you sit down at a meeting with the conference and tell them that. And sell them on that thing.
Well, can I tell you this? I know you don't want to hear this. The conference doesn't want to lose Florida State and Clemson.
I understand that.
They don't.
I don't know if they have anywhere to go.
They would rather have everybody happy, and they're looking at it and going, hey, some of us can get left out, and we would just rather have a happy. I know we got this bad contract till 2036, and SEC and Big Ten are flying by us in money, and it's going to get real lopsided compared to what they get. But I think everybody like peace in the ACC, peace and quiet. So we'll see how that goes. We'll have more on that a little bit later in the show. Right now, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, I'm telling you right now, you're starting to look around a little bit. Not sure. Let me see. I like Big Bo. Like Bo's a big guy, man. 6'7", 6'8". Bo's like, hey, man, I need that big Suburban or Tahoe. I said, man, well, that's the way to go, man. Now you're talking. Nice and comfortable. The new Suburbans and Tahoe's got a great look. have added more space and got another new look coming here towards the end of this year. It's a couple months away. That new Tahoe's coming out. That Traverse, the midsize SUV, man, got plenty of space. Even the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox. Smaller SUVs, but so much style and substance. And if you like a smaller SUV, man, it's a great way to go. And Silverado trucks, man. Silverado trucks, strong, durable Silverado trucks. It's like they've custom made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's a full-time working truck, because that's how you make a living, 6-7 days a week even, Silverado trucks are ready to go for you. And if you need the family truck and still get the family around and all you do is drive trucks, Silverado makes a perfect truck for you too. Cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, Equinox, Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. Hey, man, get out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Time for weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It's 80 degrees at the moment. Looks like there's rain in the forecast. I'm just about ready to give up on this, Joe. We drove out to the beach yesterday for baseball practice, and
you got wiped
right
out again.
When we got there, it started raining. Just did not.
Woody, I wish I could just tell you what had to do with your son's baseball, but it's tennis and everything else, man.
But it's like just all over the place with this weather.
That's all right, man.
We had another.
We got the good months.
So?
Yeah, we got the months coming up where everybody goes, man, this is why I live here. They're just not right now.
No,
we're not going through
like
those.
Buried in snow, and we got like 70
but
degrees.
Yeah, then it's going to be, you know, we have that real nice month or so coming up here, a couple of months, and it starts to cool off a little bit, and everybody goes, man, this is why I live here in South Florida.
Someone just texted in, while in Seattle, is Joe going to the fish market where they throw the fish and take one of the face?
No. No, I won't. I will not be around that. But I have seen it, though.
What are you going to do up there, man? What is it, like Starbucks, I guess, is big there, right?
There is some thing. I'm not a Starbucks guy, but...
I know you're not. But isn't that their thing in Seattle, like Starbucks?
Yeah, they're everywhere, yes.
Well, it started there, right? Isn't that like the whole...
It's like going to Boston, man. Every third store is a Dunkin' Donut if you've been to Boston.
You must be in heaven over there,
Boston,
huh?
Or New York, it's like every third... Anything in the Northeast up there, every third or fourth business is another Dunkin' Donut. They want to make sure you're within, like... 50 yards of Dunkin' Donuts are all close to each other.
So you don't have any like touristy plans while you're up there?
So there is some stuff. I don't know. There's some stuff. Some of my guys have stuff up there.
All right, I like
and
that.
And my former college roommate lives up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah. One of my...
You guys going to get together? Do a little dinner or something?
Yeah, he's... You ever have that roommate that really like ends up owning 16 car dealerships and has a couple of private planes and has a huge place on the water?
I don't know anyone like that. That's awesome though.
I know.
That's cool, man.
And it was like, I knew he had the potential. I just didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe you can pick up the check when you guys go out.
Took me by, you know. He's got them all, so if you've ever been to Seattle, you see the name O'Brien.
That's your guy?
O'Brien Automotive. Wow. It's he's got them all. he's still buying them, I think. I think he's still buying them.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's always weird. Like, you come to my house and, I'll show you a few old pictures. I go to his house and he shows me his new Learjet. So I'm proud of him, man. I'm proud of him. No, he's doing great. He'll never retire. The guy will keep going. We've got I'm not sure what we're doing. The guys are all calling last night what we're going to do Friday night and Saturday night and during the day. And Dan Marino has a his own wine up there that is out of there. Damon Hewitt, remember Damon Hewitt? The former quarterback, he and Danny are really close, and have their own wine.
Well, how does that work with you? Because you don't drink wine.
No, and I really don't want to go on that trip with him. So that's why I'm being real nice. I'm really proud of him. It's great. The wine is really good. If you like wine, everybody raves about his wine, but like. I don't drink it, and I don't really want to go there and watch those guys drink it.
I feel like you're like me. I can't tell the difference between a $5 bottle and a $50 bottle of wine. I just can't tell.
I can't either, but now that I've spent a lot of my life with Jimmy Cephalo, who literally studies soil and has seen and had all the wines around the world and knows where they are, like he'll throw out a place like Seattle has really good wine or Washington has really good wine because of the climate. So I have learned a lot from stuff, and he goes to Napa like a week every year and goes out there and see, and he knows all those guys that make wine. And so I've learned a lot, but you're right. He says you don't have to buy a $300 or $200 bottle of wine. You can find a good bottle he thinks just as good. Cause I see people come up to him and go, hey, I got a special occasion coming up, but I don't want to spend $200 on a bottle of wine. And Jimmy are like, oh, this is 40, man. This is one of my favorites. Cool. So you're right, but I can't tell the difference.
So we're going to Burns on Friday night in Tampa, and they have like the biggest wine cellar.
Yes.
Like ever or something.
Yeah.
You ever seen that one?
I have.
Do you take the tour afterwards?
I did not take but those guys ordered a lot of wine when we were up there. I was up there for the steak.
All right, next time you go, you got to take the tour.
And at the point, probably steak and beer.
Yeah, they'll walk you through the kitchen, you see how they make the steak, yeah. And then they show you the wine cellar. You got to take the tour. Did you go to the dessert room?
I don't know if I did.
You were too drunk at that point?
The last couple, no, see, I wish you wouldn't do that. I don't want to start hearing that like everybody thinks every time I go out, I get drunk. Like Shabuzi said, I get a little tipsy. I just get a little tipsy from time to time. That's it. I'm trying to cut back. Hey, by the way, we do have a lot of stuff. We got a little Thursday night football. Kind of an important game. Dolphins will be curious to watch this before hitting the road tomorrow as the Patriots 1-1 against the Jets 1-1. And they both had their moments and both trying to figure out how good they are. And we're trying to see if the Patriots are finally going to play their first-round pick quarterback. Now, Patriots have seen what's going on with these other three guys going, ha-ha, we're not putting our guy Drake May in that situation. No way, man. We're going to wait. And then, meanwhile, a lot of people are going, we've seen enough of Brissett. We've seen his show a lot of different places as a backup. It's always the same. Let's get the guy going. Let's let him get his feet wet. You know, it's really weird through the years. My example of it is the worst because Dan Marino came in after a few games and the rest is history, right? So that one worked in year one. But he didn't start the year. He did not start the year. I don't know how many games it was that he missed to start the year. Or I should say David Woodley started, but our offense was really bad and struggling. And he finally said, okay. but he warmed him up to it. Like he was playing in the second half and he was getting better and better in the second halves. And he's running two-minute drills because we were down and he was putting up big numbers. So I think it just got to the point that Coach Shula kind of read the room and said, all right, he's probably going to make a few mistakes, but man, he can make throws. We're just going to live with it. And the rest is history. And he went on, had actually a really good rookie year. And then he just got better and better. But he came into a situation with a lot of like Clayton Duper. You kind of, their careers are taking off and he's got Nat and Jimmy there. So he had a lot of guys, Tony Nathan. I mean, he had a lot of experienced guys. But if you're on a bad team, man, if you're on a bad team and the coaching doesn't look great for what you have or they just don't have enough talent, it's just hard to look good, man. And I think that's some of what's going on for some of these guys. Can anybody look good in Carolina? They just don't. They look dysfunctional.
No, they can't.
Can anybody look good in Chicago? That thing doesn't look good.
Well, that's a weird situation, too, because Chicago loaded up.
All right, but Justin Chicago, Fields, he can't play. All right, we're going to move on. They were close the year before, so now they give up on him, so they bring in another.
They added a bunch of pieces there, though. So Caleb Williams throwing for, what, 100 yards a game, if that?
Yeah, he's terrible.
I mean, he's been awful. Yeah, these are rough situations, though, man. Like, the Carolina situation, it's why, you know, benching Bryce Young is so silly to me. Like, it just shows you're giving up on the guy. And they now at
they
this
say
point,
they're not giving up on
okay,
him.
They didn't say
they just
want
him to sit.
You don't bench a guy in week three, right? You just don't, in my opinion. I think they have to trade him, and I don't know what his trade value is.
They say they're not trading him.
Oh, they can say whatever they want.
They say they're not trading him. They just got, by the way, you know how bad a look that is? After basically 1 year and two games, you go, hey, anybody want him, call us. Come on.
I don't know what else
Woody,
they can
you just
do,
gave
though.
Up
what
so much
do?
For I know, Woody, but step back before. They're not going to get rid of him. They're going to give him another chance. There's no way. After what they just gave up, two ones and two twos and a real good veteran wide receiver, that they're just all of a sudden going to go, okay, we've seen enough. We made a mistake.
You benched him for Andy Dalton.
They brought him in for Andy Dalton to just get some time and hopefully.
Oh, come on, Joe. If you get benched for Andy Dalton, you know you suck.
I don't agree with the move either.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying they're not getting rid of him. Just because they're benching him, they're not getting rid of him.
It's tough. You know, it is funny, though. You see these quarterbacks.
That is all-time dysfunctional if they somehow ended up trading him this year.
Well, I think they'll trade him in the offseason. We'll see how it goes over there. But it is interesting to watch a lot of these guys that, you know, went to bad situations are playing really well. Right now, like, look at Sam Darnold. He was in a rough, you know, situation. Finally gets an opportunity to start in Minnesota. Baker Mayfield's another guy. He's playing at a high level. At a high level last year. He won a playoff game.
I don't think this is all about – I think this is what you're saying. I don't think it's always quarterback.
No. It's
unfair. I think,
you're right.
Like, your evaluation of him coming out of college was probably right. They have it. But if you don't put him in the right system and – you don't have enough around them.
Well, there's a reason these teams have the first pick, right?
Listen, I mean,
if you're the worst team in football, you get the first pick. You get the quarterback, right? Carolina just hasn't made any moves to try to help this guy. I don't know what they're doing over there, but
And then you've got people, you know.
At least Chicago made moves to try to help their quarterback, right? They brought in Keenan Allen.
But they may have a system
always hurt.
They may have a system just doesn't work for them.
That's all that coach is
like,
done for, right?
Like
Eberflus.
There's very few quarterbacks you can just put in any system and it works because they're that good.
I agree with you. But at least in the Bears' defense, at least they tried to put some stuff around this guy.
Tried.
They brought in more.
They got a ton of picks. They should. If they hit on all these picks, they 2 1s and 2 2s and a friggin' receiver. I mean, that takes care of a lot of problems. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic this morning, ED and low T. I want to help you get rid of it, man. I want to tell you Atlantic Men's Clinic works. And if it's a combination for you of energy levels, constantly tired, even when you work out, you notice you just can't work out as long and find yourself moody, and if you've been called a grumpy old man by somebody, and you're going, I am kind of grumpy, man. I just kind of lost it for no reason. And your sex drive has gone with it. You have it. You have the cousins both. Low T and ED are knocking on the door with you, man. Do something about it. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. It's been 7 months, man. 7 months since I figured out, probably knew it for a while, but finally did something about it. I can't thank Atlantic Men's Clinic enough, really. For helping me, man. Just enjoying life a lot more with a lot more energy, and my sex drive is back. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Find out for yourself, man. Find out for yourself. The first appointment, the most important one. They'll do all the testing for you, get all that stuff. You'll meet with the medical providers. They'll do everything, their professional team. And they're going to tell you, man, we can fix this real quickly. If you want to get going on the program, we can do it. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Hey, listen, man, when it comes to ED and low T, a lot of guys, you know, we keep it quiet. Obviously, our wives and girlfriends know, but if you want to do something about it, and it's not something guys go around talking about, just make that first appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic. You'll be glad you did.
All right, before we get back to the show here, Joe, just want to let people know once again, we have another jersey for you tomorrow. It's an autographed Frank Gore jersey. You also get, by the way, a meet and greet and a photo op as well. So you can show up, get your jersey signed in person there if you would like. That is an option for you. At Sinbad Sports, the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets to meet Frank and get an autograph. Again, SinbadSports.com. Yeah. So Frank Gore and your guy, Mark Super Duper.
Mark Super Duper. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, you know, I didn't realize. You know, you're talking about this. We got the jerseys and stuff to give away and the signing and stuff. But, man, he had 20,000 total yards. Jeez.
He's one of the greatest football players of all time.
And he had 99 touchdowns.
His durability.
God, incredible.
You know, how long he was able to play is like remarkable.
And you know what? I think everybody thought when he was in college, like, oh boy, he's got knee problems. And then you hear Bomarito talk about his workouts. He's a Bomarito guy and the way he worked out. And then I've talked to guys that were over there and said, it's weird, man. Frank works out harder than anybody. And, like, by the time they saw him, a lot of younger guys saw him, they couldn't believe his work ethic. How many times you hear that? A guy comes over there and goes, I'm going to do a little work. I'm just going to pay this guy. I want to stay away from camp. I don't want to be around the team for a couple of months. And they get over there, and Frank Gore's working out and working out harder than anybody. And they're going, wow, this guy's he's already a proven star in the league, and he's working harder than everybody.
How many guys, what percent of guys do you think are doing that now, going off-site? Because we see the practices, and they are clearly not, you know, doing the conditioning stuff and all, you know. It's got to be a high percentage of guys now, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys do. But I got to tell you, so I had this conversation with Zach Sealer. I said, I don't get it. I don't understand, like, if you play for the Miami Dolphins, you have to help me out. Except, you know, getting a break from the marriage. I get that. You know, get away from the coaches, get away from, you know. I do understand that. Like, the season was over, you needed a break from Coach Shula. And he needed a break from you. You just do. There's no question about it. It's just, And I'm guessing even with, you know, but these guys' facility, like nothing against the Bomberitos or any of the other guys. Name all the places so we're not just talking about Bomberito. What are some of the other places?
We got Nick. Nick's doing perform, it. Yeah.
Nick's performed.
That's to his spot, right?
He's got that thing rolling. He's got a lot of guys. Who else? So we don't leave anybody out before he...
Hey, geez. I don't know. Just go ahead with what you're saying. I know what you're about to say. The Dolphins facility is, by the way,
I can't work out on better grass.
Yeah. No, that's as nice a facility as there is.
By the way, the grades that the trainers get and all the guys run the weight room are A+, like, and it's free.
Well, what does it say about what these guys are doing then?
I think it has to do with one of the things, like a lot of guys don't want to live in the cities that they work at, that they play in. They want to get down here. But I'm just saying, if you live here, I can't speak for Tampa Bay because I don't know what their facilities are like. But why would you not want to go over there, man? Even when you're done, the ice tub is a swimming pool. It's not some little ice tub. It's like they got everything. Matter of fact, you can bring your kids and then go up and down the slide if you want while you're there. I'm serious. And so,
well, I'm guessing most NFL facilities, and you travel the country, but most of them.
I don't see them. I have no idea.
But I'm guessing most of them are pretty state of the art with the money that league is bringing in, right? The payouts the teams just got.
So Kansas City's been ripped for having one of the worst, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
From the
Mahomes does his own thing. We saw that in his quarterback show.
So I just think a lot of those guys do. I don't think those teams care as long as you're back. Once you know the main days, you're back. But man, if I'm playing for the Miami Dolphins, and I'm not saying those guys don't have you know, different voice, and maybe it's good, or they got some new things they want to work on. But listen, man, team's paying a lot of those dudes a lot of money, and they're really good. And if they don't get good results, they get rid of them and get some more good guys. So I just, if I'm down here, now listen, if I'm in a city that I don't want to be in, like if it's Buffalo in the offseason, I get it, man. If you're in a place that's got 6 feet of snow, I understand. You want to come down here. And you want to go to one of those places. But if you play down here, are you kidding? By the way, UM's getting that situation now, too, with their workout facilities. That used to be the knock even there. And, like, now it's like, nah, it's got everything. Got everything. You don't need anything else, man. It's nice.
We left one out, by the way. Omar gives us Tony at XPE.
So I don't know Tony. I wouldn't know what Tony looked like.
Okay.
I do know the other guy. So, Tony... And thanks to Omar helping us out. But that's just my take.
Maybe we can get Omar a free workout.
I got to tell you another one. But while you're trying, and I talked over, so you wouldn't take a shot at Omar this morning. The quarterback thing is an interesting one because I know some of the quarterback coaches don't want their quarterbacks working with other guys. Some of the receiver coaches, probably the way they run routes. Probably don't want to hear from another guy, you know, tell them how to run routes once you kind of get used to doing it a certain way. But, no, man, we got a unique situation. It's a beautiful place. And by the way, if you're worried about the grass and whatever the parks are, wherever these guys have their facilities, I know one thing. Mr. Ross got the most expensive grass man can have on that practice facility. You talk about it. You and I are out there going.
It's nice grass.
It looks fake. It's so nice. Cut every day by about seven or eight guys.
That thing is a crazy looking facility though, man. They really did a nice job.
Sound like I just did
thing.
A promotional spot.
It was a
for
promotion. You know what?
Facility.
Hey man, it'd be nice if the team could play a little better.
By the way, yeah, it would be nice. Like, hey, Mr. Ross, nice job on the facility. Now we got to get a team to play up to the standards of that facility. And we'll be on to something. No, I agree with you.
Poor Stephen Ross. He's like, can I spend more money? I just want to win.
He can't spend any more money.
You're probably right.
He can't spend any more money.
Well, let's see. He did the stadium. He did the facility. Did all the contracts that everyone was complaining about. Took care of every
player. We need this
player.
Guy. This guy's not happy. I think we need to take care of this guy's not happy. We need to take care of him. This guy's not happy. And we got a good couple years. Okay.
Anything out there else to do, Joe?
Just win.
Jeez, man.
Just win, man. Your vision. He always says this to those guys. Hey, man, you guys are the football guys. I'm a fan. I got thoughts. I ask you my thoughts, or somebody I like, I'll ask you about them. But at the end of the day, I pay all you guys seven-figure salaries to tell me what we need to do to win. So I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
That seat better be heating up, man. Those football guys you keep talking about that are giving out advice. There's one guy who builds the team that I got to tell you, if this thing goes south and they don't find a replacement, fans are going to go bonkers.
Who are you talking about? Which guy?
Chris.
Chris Greer.
And I don't want to call for a guy's head this morning or whatever, but
no, not a 1-on-1.
Yeah, I mean,
all right. Hey, listen,
they got to turn it around quick here, man.
All right,
go to Seattle and bring us home.
Are you believing in Skyler? Are you?
Do I have a choice?
No. He's the guy.
I mean,
by the way, short of an injury, he's your guy the next 4 weeks.
Yes.
At least.
If he gets injured, I mean, it's, you know.
Well, then you're asking a guy just got here to learn a system that I don't think's easy to, with the motions and all the stuff. I got a feeling that system's not real easy to learn.
Yeah, you think? The guy wasn't on the team 2 days ago, Joe.
It's never
ideal, right?
No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing. Hey, Woody, we got 7 o'clock hour coming.
We saw that with our receivers, by the way. They brought in guys that were like not on the team. Remember that against Buffalo? How that went?
Not well.
No,
that was a head scratcher putting those two guys.
Well, who else are you gonna put out there?
One off a practice squad.
We need warm bodies.
One guy's gone. Chosen's gone. They just go, no, you're not going back to practice squad. We thank you. Thanks. Head back home in South Plantation. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Chapman Partnership for just a second. Doing great work, man. Doing fantastic work for the homeless in Dade County. Two facilities. It's about rehabilitation. You know, every time somebody hears about a homeless facility, well, they need food. They need what, beds for these guys? No. It's about providing caring support and wraparound services, and we need your help, man. I'll tell you about some of the programs. I don't mind doing that. Chapman's educational initiatives, including after school programming, workforce training, life skills workshops. And I want everybody to know this too, because a lot of professionals donate their time, go down there. A lot of doctors, and I knew about this. And I didn't realize mental health doctors, which, as you know, is a big problem for the homeless. But also dentists donate their time, and doctors donate their time for physicals and stuff. It really is, man. It's just a total rehabilitation for people to get a second chance, help them find jobs, help them find a place to live within 3 to 4 months. That's a goal. Now, it doesn't always work that way. But I'll tell you what, they're doing great work for 800 to 1,000 men, women, and children right now down in Dade County. And you can help us, man. You can help us. Join us today for as little as $50 to create a brighter future for those that we serve. So please join me here at WQM to show support. It's one of my favorite charities because I see how it works, and I see all the great work they're doing and the great people they have working down there. Help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman this fall. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. If you can give $50, man, it'd be great. chapmanpartnership.org. Every dollar is used to help people get back out on their feet, get families back together at Chapman Partnership. Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.